The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Entertaining and informative.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
I didn't ask, you shouldn't have told me. First I'd laugh, but now it's sinking in fast. Whatever you told me, well, baby, I don't wanna take advice from fools. I just figure everything is cool until I hear it from you.
Jim Blossoms. Till I hear it from you. 9:44 on your Wednesday morning. Jacqueline Tober up in here before. She's got that great book, Supermoms Activated. Last time I saw Jacqueline, she was by the pool at Mar-a-Lago wearing a burnt orange dress, almost like she called Alina Haba before the night started. They dressed very, very similarly. And she was there for the Scott Lobato movie. She was there when President Trump on stage called me the best looking radio host in America. She saw it all.
I can confirm.
And you can confirm that, yes. And now she's here in studio. And the reason why you keep coming back is because I think you're a great voice for this city. Now, you did run for city council once. Yes.
Yes.
And you're considering running again.
If you run with me.
No, thank you. But you see the problems in this city, and you're quick to call them out. Your Instagram is great. So let's get to the mayor. You're very vocal about him. This $53 million credit card deal, $18,000 a family. I mean, to me, what you're doing is you're incentivizing these people from Nicaragua, Venezuela. We don't want them here. You're incentivizing more to come. Does that make sense?
It's actually worse than that. You're incentivizing child trafficking because he's giving it to people specifically that have families. So you are really encouraging child trafficking. And the other nightmare about this is I've gone to the Row Hotel. I've gone to the Roosevelt Hotel. They do absolutely zero checks to make sure that the people here that are coming with kids are actually families. People can bring any child. People can claim any child. They do zero background check.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their five-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
Wow, that's brutal. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
And you've got two kids, so you know this.
I know this.
So you're about to write a pretty scathing article. You just tease me. Is it about that, or what's your...
This is, yes, I have two articles coming out, one with Human Events, one on my Substack, which is also Supermoms Activated. But the one on Supermoms Activated goes to the Mayor Adams one, which says, basically, there is no one worse for women than the Democrat Party, specifically majority minority women sitting on the New York City Council.
Give me some of those names.
You have Shahana Hanif. You have Sandy Nurse. These are women that vote to defund police. As you and I were talking, there's a spate of women, young women that are being punched on the, you know, in the face as they walk down New York City streets during broad daylight. This is going unfettered. There's absolutely no recourse because we have limited NYPD. They're being, you know, hampered in every way with this paperwork. Then there are no arrests and no prosecutions. So the whole thing's a joke.
Are you, you're a very attractive young girl. You're in good shape. Are you nervous when you walk down the street that you could be next to be punched across the face? Are you at this point living in New York so long you're kind of fearless?
Both. I'm a little fearless, but every time I get on the subway, which is how I travel regularly, six times a day, you know, I say a prayer, and I have just started sending my two children alone on the subway, and it's quite frankly terrifying.
How old are your kids?
My daughter's 15, my son is 11, and, you know, it's crazy, but the other problem is we have 50% less taxis ever since the pandemic, and it's extortionary to send your kids in an Uber and a Via and a taxi. That's not how it should be. The subway is the main artery here, and they have done zero to protect the people riding it, specifically soft targets, women.
You know, you just did a really good job calling out a bunch of different people, including the city council, which is they're just reprehensible. I've got a couple of friends there, obviously. Ina Vernikoff's a good friend. I'm sure she's friends with you, too.
Yeah, I love her.
The folks on our side, okay? Otherwise, it is a collection of Jew haters and defunding the cops and everything wrong in our country, led by Justin Brennan, who's a dick. I've known him for 25 years, but he's a horrible person. So now they want to make it that illegals can vote because we know when illegals come across, they're very thankful to Joe Biden and the Democrats. So how do they pay them back? We'll vote for you. Don't you find that to be horrible that the New York the city council wants illegals to vote?
Well, as you just said, the city council, 51 members, you have five or six normals that are Republicans, Vicky Palladino, Joe Borelli, Ina Vernikoff, as you just said. They're amazing. But the others are dangerous, defective losers. They are really mentally deficient. They come out with deadly, dangerous policy that is anti-women. They are it's basically an Hamas outpost, what's going on at city council. And it's bad. It's really bad.
Well, if you wanted to run again, how difficult? No, because it seems I was having this conversation with somebody yesterday and they're like, look, this mayor is no good. He's not. And the last mayor was possibly worse. Maybe not even that. You have to go all the way back to Bloomberg and Rudy, of course, to find a good mayor. What do they have in common? Bloomberg was an independent, but he started off as a Republican. Rudy was a Republican. Can a Republican win in this city? You mentioned five city council members. We haven't had a Republican mayor or governor in forever. Can a Republican win in this city?
I don't know, because the truth is they cheat and they steal. And the only reason why they can win is because they cheat and they steal. And that is the reason why they want illegals here, because they want them to vote for the Democrats. They cannot win otherwise. Their issues suck balls. Oh, my God.
You can say that. That's fine. You're on my show.
Their issues.
By the way, you just got 19,000 followers on Instagram. Congratulations.
Their issues suck. They suck. They are morbidly obese and unattractive in every which way, the majority of the people there. They're just disgusting. It's a collection of lowlifes.
You just got an incredible piece of support here. It's not from some degenerate pervert listening, although you have plenty of those, I'm
like
sure.
Perverts.
Yeah, I know. This person said, and I quote, "Jackie's great. We campaigned together regularly in 2021 when we both ran." Any idea?
Is it Tom Kenneth?
That's right.
I love Tom.
The
By
man
the way,
who lost to Alvin Bragg, who's representing Daniel Penny, the great attorney, Tom Kenneth.
I'm obsessed with Tom, and just everyone think where we would be if we, DA is one of the most important races, and just think where we would be if we had Tom Kenneth over this loser Bragg. We would be in an entirely different place.
We need a new DA, and we need a new attorney general.
And
and the judges.
Penny. Free Penny. Team Penny. Daniel Penny.
Yeah. He's doing a great job. And Steve Razor with that case. Okay, so we covered the girls getting punched across the face. We covered Eric Adams and the terrible job that he's doing. We covered the city council who wants to go out there and actually make sure that illegals can vote. But this is a big one for you. Very big. And this is why you initially contacted me. The school board on the Upper West Side had a meeting, and Hamas was a theme behind this meeting. Tell me about
this
that.
This is the craziest thing. So these school boards are going viral because, again, they are really becoming like madrasas, medieval Islamic centers right here in America. Judeo-Christian ethos is what we celebrate here in America. And it's the opposite that's going on in these schools. They want to talk about perverting children, Islamophobia, which barely exists, as we've seen. They're not afraid of anything. They're the ones that are out there rioting. It's the Jews that are being attacked. The Christians that are being attacked, the women and the white people that are being attacked. So this whole thing is a farce. And right on this board, you had two men who are pro-inclusivity and diversity, basically comparing Hamas, which raped and sodomized women, Israeli Jewish women with knives, to Moms for Liberty, which is a pro-parental rights group. So only a depraved pervert would come up with that comparison.
I just saw it for the first time. I've seen you relatively often. You're wearing a really nice Jewish star. You wear that on the train? You don't care?
No, I'm Jewish, and I do not care.
Yeah, I take my dog tags out on the train.
You do?
Well, I really want somebody to start with me.
Kill someone. Look what you look like.
I'll kill them. Yeah, I'm actually begging for it. But they don't start with me because they're cowards.
They don't start with me. I've perfected the resting bitch face.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
So you're never leaving this. I mean, you're in Miami all the time. Every time I reach out to you, you're in a bikini in Miami. You're never leaving the city, though, are you?
I don't know. I'm not leaving the city right now. I don't think that we should be pushed out. I think we need to fight. If too many of us leave, then it is what it is. But I think we can fight back. I think our voice is getting heard. I think people are getting disgusted. I mean, take these people that are getting punched in the face. They've had it. Let's ask them, how are they voting this coming election?
Kevin Breslin is the son of the most famous writer in the history of New York. His name was Jimmy Breslin. He was brilliant. And Kevin is his kid. Kevin lives in the Rockaways. I'm very friendly with Kevin. And he for some reason, he still calls himself a Democrat. He thinks it's like a badge of honor. Kevin, I love you. You're way too smart. You say that, and it's stupid. Just shed it. You, Dershowitz, all you guys. It doesn't make you better. It doesn't make you stronger. It makes you dumb. But, he did say, I'm a Democrat, but I would still vote for this woman because he happens to be a common sense Democrat. But why would anybody still call themselves a Democrat? There's nothing good about the party anymore. Nothing. No one's impressed with the 1970 Democrats. We're in 2024.
Yeah, we're done. I mean, every mom that I speak to that is a Democrat is not voting Democrat this coming election.
None of them, right?
Not one of them.
My wife is one of them. She was a staunch Democrat. Every day I come home, Biden mother effer this, Biden mother effer that, Adams. She kills everybody.
Yeah.
But she also, like Breslin, is a little afraid to shed the tag. I go, get rid of it. It's a scarlet letter now. Doesn't make you cool.
No, the conservatives are the counterculture. We're the cool people. We're the attractive people, the working people. We're the ones that fight for the family. We're the ones that want to work. We're the ones that want to earn money to go on those vacations and to wear those bikinis.
Yeah, which you do often.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to see you. How can people buy Supermoms Activated?
Go on to Amazon, Supermoms Activated. More importantly, actually, go to my Substack, Supermoms Activated. I'm writing killer pieces all the time. And you can follow me on Instagram at Jacqueline4NYC. That's JacqueLineForNYC. I love you, Sid.
I love you, too. You did a great job today. I said 9 minutes. You went for 12. You're that good.